In a ruling released on Friday, U.S. District Judge Clark Wadups found that Utah law restricting cohabitation was in violation of the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. In the decision, the judge reasons that Utah has, quote, no rational basis, unquote, to ban religious cohabitation as practiced by polygamous sects. He did, however, uphold the state's prohibition of legal bigamy, narrowly defined as when one person obtains two marriage licenses. The case was brought to court by television star Cody Brown and his four wives, Mary, Janelle, Christine, and Robin Sullivan. Mary Brown is Cody's legal spouse. The Brown family is one of the more public polygamous families, starring in their own reality show Sister Wives, which has featured on TLC since 2010. Anne Wild of Principal Voices, a polygamy advocacy group, chaired the ruling. She says that the decision, should it stand up to the appeal process, could mean more equality for those in plural marriages.
I got a call not too long ago from somebody who had married a man in plural marriage, but she had been married before and had two children, and the ex-husband was holding over her head the fact that she couldn't have legal custody because she was a plural wife. Now, legally, that will not hold water anymore. I mean, he can threaten her, but at least they're on more equal footing legally about getting custody of those children.
With polygamy effectively legal, Wild says polygamists won't have to live in the shadows anymore.
Because there's no way, for right now at least, and hopefully permanently, that they can step in and take away people's children or arrest a man for having more than one wife.
Not just polygamists are in favor of Judge Wadup's decision. Karen McCrary of the ACLU in Utah believes the judge ruled correctly on the basis of protecting religious freedoms.
I think that the court found the statute does not apply equally to everyone, instead criminalizes cohabitation between consenting adults only when it's done for a religious purpose. So, you know, singling people out based on their religious beliefs in this way is wrong and unconstitutional.
The Utah Attorney General's office has not yet decided whether it will appeal the ruling, but because this was only a partial ruling on the plaintiff's suit, there will be ample time for the Attorney General's office to determine how to proceed. The Apostolic United Brethren, a polygamous church in Bluffdale with ties to the Brown family, was reached by phone on Monday, but the call was disconnected after request for comment. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.